Ori Gavati is an Israeli military veteran. He grieves with his country.
I'm talking to, you know, probably the most devastating time in my life as an Israeli. You know, family members texting me from their basement that there are terrorists in their home. Luckily, they survived.
But the Hamas attack last month that took the lives of so many civilians in Israel has not changed Gavati's position on his country's occupation of Palestinian territories.
We have been saying it failed because we know how it works as soldiers who are sent to maintain it, to expand it, to entrench it. It failed before October 7th, but now more than ever we know it failed. And that means we have to change course. Because in the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many Palestinians we will kill in this war in Gaza. There will be Palestinians in Gaza. It doesn't matter how many Palestinians we kill or arrest or settlers expel from their homes in the West Bank. There will be Palestinians in the West Bank. So the only viable future here is to change course.
Now, Gavati's gaze is in part on Gaza, but he's also watching the occupied West Bank where he once served. There, Palestinians are living in fear of attack. Settler violence in the area has more than doubled from earlier this year, according to the UN, and that occupied territory is part of what Palestinians had hoped would be a future state of Palestine. But for years, rapidly expanding Israeli settlements have eaten away at those lands. The U.S. and the U.N. say they're illegal under international law.
Settler violence is not new, but today what we're seeing in the West Bank is the peak of this violence. Settler violence targets these communities because they understand that by attacking a Palestinian community in their agricultural lands, if they do it with enough persistence, they can make them move away.
Gavati is with Breaking the Silence. It's an organization of Israeli military veterans who are against their country's occupation of Palestinian territories. They collect testimony from other former soldiers to educate Israelis on the occupation. He says last year, 8 Palestinian communities were fully pushed out from the West Bank, and in just the last month, 15 more communities were emptied.
I find this terrifying because, you know, I'm an Israeli. I'm talking to you now from the village where I grew up, Kfar Monash. Just heard the explosions over my head of interception of missiles from Gaza. And I grew up here believing that what we are doing with our military is 100% for the security of Israel. And that's why I joined to be a combat soldier, because I wanted to protect my country and my friends and my family. And when I see the military that I joined used as an employee of the settler movement, this process is terrifying for me. It's already devastating for the security of Israel itself.
He says he saw it when he served from 2010 to 2013 and later as a reservist. Gavati says soldiers weren't independent enforcers of law and order for everyone. He says they were sometimes even based inside the settlements and sometimes worked with the settlers. So when settlers were violent toward Palestinians,
you don't have the orders to stop them, but what you do have orders for is protect the Jewish community. We don't have orders as soldiers protect everyone in the area. That doesn't exist. We have hundreds of testifiers. None of them said that they received an order to detain a settler attacking a Palestinian, even though it's the most simple order.
Israeli human rights groups say well over 90% of these attacks on Palestinians end with no one held accountable. And unless a soldier is involved, the Israeli police typically deal with Israeli citizens accused of violence. Meanwhile, Gavati says Palestinians in this area live under the authority of Israeli forces.
Occupying millions of people for decades means you control their everyday life. The first command I received as a soldier in the West Bank was, our mission is to make all of the Palestinians feel like they cannot lift their heads up. We have to make sure that they know who's the boss. How do we do that? We make sure that all of the Palestinians cannot pass a day without understanding who is controlling them. For example, one of the missions is called a mock arrest. A mock arrest is when a group of soldiers invade a Palestinian home in the middle of the night. They arrest the father usually, and then bring them back because we're just training for a future mission.
That's terrifying though for that family.
Exactly. Imagine the impact to the kids, to their wives, to the family.
Gavati says all of this had been encouraged by Israel's right-wing government. President Biden has condemned the attacks on Palestinians by extremist settlers, saying it's pouring gasoline on the situation.
They're attacking Palestinians in places that they're entitled to be. It has to stop.
Following this concern from Washington, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did something rare. He publicly condemned a, quote, tiny handful of people who take the law into their own hands and said that Israel would act against it. But within hours, his office added an additional statement saying he told President Biden the accusations against the settler movement are baseless. The extremists, he says, are not from this movement.
Throughout the years, we heard all of our leaders, I'm not talking only about Netanyahu or talking about the people who are considered more moderate, saying condemnations about settler violence and how they are rotten apples and how we must stop them while doing nothing about it. Nothing. Now, Biden's statement is very important, but to prevent forcible transfer, which is happening every day in the West Bank, we need more than words. We are now in a place without direct intervention from the international community. The forcible transfer of Palestinians will go on and on. We're now seeing settlers exploiting the fact that eyes are on Gaza.
But what do you mean by intervention?
Intervention can be anywhere from limiting the weapons to the settlers, to differentiation of settlements, labeling products, all the way to sending international forces to the West Bank. All of these options are there. It's not my job as a former Israeli soldier to tell them exactly what to do. They know what to do. The only thing they need is to actually understand that words are not enough and they have to start using so many tools that they have on their table right now. They just need to use them.
Ori Gevati, Advocacy Director at Breaking the Silence. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is One Perspective, One Voice. For more coverage and for differing views and analysis, go to npr.org/Mideast Updates.